Hi, Chris here from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to today's podcast. The theme for today is self-control. Self-control is the art of consciously directing your thoughts, your language, and your actions in a purposeful way in order to achieve the goal that you've set for yourself. A lack of self-control is the opposite approach. A lack of self-control means that a person would not direct their thoughts, would not direct their language, and would not direct their actions, but instead they would act on the whim of the moment. They would suffer the effects of an uncontrolled mind, full of fearful imaginings, uncontrolled anger, and anxieties. So a person who lacks self-control would probably be in a mess. Self-control is vital to your success because your success is dependent upon two things: everything you do and everything you say. Some people fail because they don't control what they say. Instead, they just blurt things out without thinking. And some people don't control what they do. They repeat the same bad habits every day. Question: do you know anyone who tends to say things without thinking? And how does that uncontrolled language affect other people? Another question: do you know anyone who has bad habits over which they exercise practically no control? And what are the effects of their uncontrolled bad habits on the results that they're able to obtain? These people lack self-control. People's chances of success are increased infinitely whenever they develop enough self-control to master themselves. Your success demands that you develop self-control. You need to master yourself. You need to master yourself before you have any chance of mastering a situation. How can you master yourself? First, realize that your mind is made up chiefly of two components. Firstly, your rational conscious mind, and secondly, your emotional subconscious mind. Your rational conscious mind is your intellect, your intelligence, your will, and your conscious self. Your emotional subconscious mind is your moods, your feelings, your urges, your basic instincts. In every person, the two parts are present, and sometimes they're at war with each other. For instance, have you ever had the experience of knowing logically that you should do something, but you don't feel like doing it? Have you ever had the experience of knowing that you should not do something, like eat that cake, but the other half of your brain really wants to eat the cake? This is what we might call the battle between the mind and the mood. The battle between the mind and the mood. The rule I would like to suggest that we remember is mind over mood. Mind over mood. Whenever there is a struggle between what the mind says and what the mood feels, then go with what your mind says. Subordinate your mood to your mind. Don't let your mood dominate your mind. Make your mind dominate your mood. Don't be a moody individual. Do you know any moody individuals? Moody individuals are a pain. Instead of being a moody person, try to be a mindful person. Think it through rationally and then act on what your reason tells you is the right thing to do. And do the rational thing, even if you're not in the mood. Do the right thing, even if you don't feel like it. This is how to develop self-control. Put your mind before your mood. Write down the following sentence and memorize it. Say it to yourself a couple of times every hour. Here's the sentence: I will act according to my mind, not my mood. I won't be a moody individual. I will be a mindful individual. Mind over mood. Your chances of success will increase massively whenever you choose to develop more self-control, which will be sufficient to bring your speech and your habits under more mindful control. Mind over mood. Thank you. This is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com signing out.